retribution at any cost.
Trump just installed the prosecutor who brought charges against James. The same prosecutor indicted former FBI Director James Comey for allegedly lying to Congress. He says he's innocent. It's NPR.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The federal government shutdown is now threatening to put an end to service at least five Kansas airports. KSN reports the federally funded Essential Air Service program is expected to run out of money in early November. That program subsidizes service at small airports in Dodge City, Garden City, Hayes, Liberal, and Salina. Supporters of the program say it's essential for communities located far away from major airports. Salina, for example, is more than 80 miles from the nearest major airport. Kansas Congresswoman Charisse Davids is asking Republicans to negotiate to end the federal government shutdown. Before Democrats sign off on a funding bill to reopen the government, they want to ensure the extension of health care tax credits. Davids says her top priority is reopening the government, but she said Kansans can't handle the cost of rising health care.
If Congress doesn't act, premiums could rise for folks by as much as 70%. That's 70%. That is unacceptable.
David says more than 160,000 Kansans relied on those health care credits, tax credits, last year. Republican Kansas Senator Roger Marshall has said the government funding extension should not have other issues attached to it. He's advocating for a clear continuing resolution funding bill. According to court documents, a Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy kept his knee on an inmate's back for about a minute and a half before that man died. As Dylan Lyson reports, the documents offer a timeline leading to Charles Adair's death.
The affidavit says Deputy Richard Fatherly kept his knee on Adair's back while other deputies tried to subdue him in his cell. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A new report says the death rate for Kansas children remains above the national average. The annual report by the Kansas State Child Death Review Board found that 361 Kansas children died before their 18th birthday in 2023. That's a rate of 52 deaths per 100,000. The national average is 49.8. It's the fifth straight year Kansas has exceeded the national average. Now, most of the deaths were attributed to natural causes. The second leading cause of death was unintentional injury. Homicide accounted for about 8% of those deaths. Suicide, 7%. Well, it's week number 7 in college football. Both Big 12 teams are in action here in Kansas, or rather, both Big 12 teams in Kansas will be in action. K-State Wildcats take on TCU in Manhattan. KU Jayhawks hit the road for Texas Tech.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
Got a ticket? Become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org.
And while you're thinking about the big band Christmas, don't forget KPR's Live Day broadcast is coming up on Friday, October 24th. And we'll be presenting our very own in-house concert violinist in concert. Destiny Ann Mermagan is giving a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library Friday night, October 24th. Admission is free, but seating is limited, so we're asking you to RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. We hope you can join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes for Halloween. That's Friday night, October 24th, 7 o'clock, presented by Destiny and your friends at Kansas Public Radio.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
A mostly clear sky in Lawrence right now, 61 degrees, Topeka 63, Manhattan 64. Junction City, mostly clear and 65. In Chanute, clear and 59. And in Emporia, some clouds, 62 degrees. By this afternoon, it should be sunny for everyone. We'll have a high of 82. Weather Service says there's still a chance for scattered showers this morning before 8 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday showcase in the Kansas Union Gallery in the Kansas Memorial Union, October 5th through 18th, with a reception October 16th, 4 to 6 p.m., open to the public. Details at kjhk.org.
Mostly clear skies in Lawrence at the moment. Few clouds, 61 degrees. Later today, a high of 82.
Live from NPR News and Israel freeing more than 2,000 Palestinians. This is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News. I'm Jay Schaefer. As cyber attacks on the agriculture and food sectors become more common, lawmakers are starting to take notice. According to one study from global cybersecurity company Checkpoint, cyber attacks on the U.S. ag sector rose 38% in the past year. Multiple proposals in Congress are aimed at increasing funding for research on the topic. Nebraska Congressman Don Bacon introduced a bill to create a grant program through the U.S. Department of Agriculture to provide funding research to universities to study cyber threats.
We're trying to incentivize the Department of the Ag to work with our universities to find one or two universities that can specialize in this, so you have a research element.
Another bipartisan bill would establish 5 research centers for ag cybersecurity at universities across the country. 4 Kansas school districts say there is no basis for a federal investigation into their policies for accommodating transgender students. The investigation was spurred by a report from the Defense of Freedom Institute. That's a conservative nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. It accused the districts of allowing transgender students to use restrooms that match their gender identity and hiding their gender status from parents. But the school districts say they have not received any formal complaints. Rachel Pereira of the left-leaning Brookings Institution says instances like this are becoming more common.
These investigations are being opened in response to complaints from these national networks of right-wing advocacy groups. Again, they're not coming from the community. They're not coming from parents.
The U.S. Department of Education has threatened to withhold federal funding from these Kansas school districts. Well, something else to worry about now. The first sighting of the Asian long-horned tick in Kansas has been reported. State health officials say that tick was found on a dog in Franklin County. KSNW-TV reports that the invasive tick species was first identified in the U.S. in 2017. It's now spread to 21 states. It poses a health risk to both humans and animals. And this tick can reproduce without a male. It's been linked to diseases like Bourbon virus. A tick surveillance program has now been launched to track the spread of that tick. It's week number 7 in college football. Both Big 12 teams in Kansas will be in action. The K-State Wildcats take on TCU tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan. Kickoff at 6:30. Kickoff is at 2:30 in Manhattan. And then the Jayhawks will hit the road to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech tomorrow night at 6:30.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. This is NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Well, the Weather Service says we have a 30% chance of showers and storms, mainly before 8 a.m. But I'm looking at the weather radar right now, and most of the precipitation I see is to the east and northeast of Kansas City and continuing to move far out of our area. Later today, we do expect sunshine, a high of 82. Tonight, a low of 55, and for tomorrow, becoming sunny, a high near 80 degrees. Well, I don't know if you've heard this, but the Kansas Audio Reader Network is celebrating its 54th birthday today with an open house. And you know what that means? It means cake. Audio Reader is the second oldest radio reading service in the nation for blind and vision impaired people. Today's open house runs from 10 a.m. to noon. We hope you'll stop by. Visit Audio Reader. It's located right next door to Kansas Public Radio, 1120 West 11th Street here in Lawrence. Stop by for cake and conversation. That's 10 a.m. to noon today. If you can't make it, but you'd still like to learn a little bit about Audio Reader, just visit the website, reader.ku.edu.
On this week's Live at Green Lady Lounge, we'll get a preview of the latest album by the Jeff Shirley Trio. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me live at the Green Lady Lounge, SaturdayKansasPublicRadio.org.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's Live Day is coming up on Friday, October 24th, and that night, our very own violin player, Destiny, will be performing at a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. You're invited because admission is free and it's a great show, but seating is limited at the library, so we're asking that you please RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org. And then join us Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Library for a spooky concert by our very own Destiny.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming singer-songwriter and master folk storyteller Ellis Paul, Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
We'll have an update of news headlines in less than 10 minutes here on Morning Edition. Slight chance for scattered showers this morning, but later today, skies will become sunny. We'll have a high of 82. Tomorrow, late in the day, sunshine, a high of 80. Still too hot for this time of year. Right now, it's mostly clear across most of our listening area, including here in Lawrence, where we just have a few clouds. 62 at KU.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
It's a minute before 7 o'clock. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Well, we're starting to see a few isolated showers pop up across eastern Kansas this morning. The Weather Service says we have about a 30% chance for rain and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 a.m. Later today, it will become sunny. We'll have a high of 82. Tonight, low of 55. By tomorrow afternoon, sunny, a high of 80. And on Sunday, sunshine, a high near 86 degrees. Right now at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, a few light raindrops, 62 degrees. Topeka, 63, Manhattan, 64, and in Emporia, 63 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Good morning. President Trump is planning...
Dow futures are higher. This is NPR.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The federal government shutdown is threatening to put an end to service at five Kansas airports. KSNW-TV reports the federally funded Essential Air Service program is expected to run out of money in early November. That program subsidizes service at small airports in places like Dodge City, Garden City, Hayes, Liberal, and Salina. Kansas Democratic Congresswoman Sharice Davids is calling on Republicans to negotiate with Democrats to end the government shutdown. As Kaylin Moore reports, she's worried about military workers going unpaid.
As the government shutdown continues, Kansans working in the federal government and active military members might have to rely on back pay. At a press conference, Representative Davids said partisanship in Congress is hurting everyday Kansans. David says she supports a bill that would continue paying active duty service members during the shutdown.
I'm an Army brat,
If a government shutdown happens, our service members should not be impacted by that.
Service members continue to work, but will likely not receive their next paychecks on October 15th. They will be paid after the shutdown as required by law. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
Four Kansas school districts say they have not received any formal complaints about their policies for accommodating transgender students. But as Zane Irwin reports, the U.S. Department of Education is investigating those school districts anyway.
The investigation began in August. A conservative nonprofit had accused the districts of allowing transgender students to use restrooms that match their gender identity and hiding their transgender status from parents. The districts are asking for clarification from the department, which has threatened to withhold federal funding. Rachel Pereira studies education policy at the left-leaning Brookings Institution. She says the combative nature of this type of investigation is unprecedented.
This idea that we're going to withhold federal funding if you don't give us this information is completely divorced from the way OCR is mandated to operate.
The districts have partially fulfilled a data request and asked to meet with federal officials. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Audio Reader Network is celebrating its birthday today with an open house. Audio Reader is the second oldest radio reading service for blind and vision impaired people in the country, and it's celebrating its 54th birthday. Today's open house runs from 10 a.m. until noon. You're invited to stop by Audio Reader, which is located right next to Kansas Public Radio, right next door to Kansas Public Radio. In fact, our buildings are connected. Stop by for cake and conversation. Again, that's from 10 to noon today at Audio Reader. If you can't make it for the open house, but you'd like to learn more about Audio Reader and its many, many services, well, just log on to reader.ku.edu. Both Big 12 teams in Kansas will be in action this weekend. The K-State Wildcats take on TCU tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan. Meanwhile, the Jayhawks will be in Lubbock to take on Texas Tech tomorrow night.
It's Morning Edition from...
This is Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. It's 7:19.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities.
Well, we had a little light rain pass over the KPR studios on the KU campus within the last hour. About 3 drips on a brick. And yet the National Weather Service says we still have about a 30% chance for rain, possibly even thunderstorms this morning. But most everything will or should be cleared out by 8 a.m. So if you don't get any rain between now and 8, you probably won't be getting any precipitation today. As the day moves on, we will end up with a sunny sky and a high of 82. Tonight, a low of 55. Tomorrow becoming sunny in the afternoon, a high of 80 on Saturday. And by Sunday, sunshine with a high of 86.
Details and registration at doleinstitute.org.
KPR would like to thank some local businesses like JB's Tacos and Lady Bird Diner for supporting KPR, generously donating food during our recent membership drive. Thanks, Lady Bird Diner and JB's Tacos. And thank you if you made a contribution during our fall membership drive. It's 7:21.
Hey, girls, join us.
Considered from NPR News.
All things considered on the air from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
By this afternoon, we should have sunny skies and a high of 82. Tomorrow becoming sunny late in the day, a high of 80. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, 62 degrees at 7:30.
Live from NPR, it unnecessary and illegal. The judge blocked the deployment for at least 2 weeks. Wall Street futures are higher this morning ahead of the open. This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Technology has made agriculture and food production more efficient in recent years, but as Harvest Public Media's Molly Ashford reports, cyber attacks are on the rise.
Cybersecurity giant Checkpoint estimates that the agri-food sectors in the U.S. saw a 38% increase in cyber attacks over the past year. Many of the attacks that garner national attention target large production or distribution companies. But Doug Jacobson, who runs Iowa State University's Center for Cybersecurity Innovation and Outreach, says farmers are already a target.
An adversary steals $5,000 from a farmer doesn't make the news. An adversary steals $5 million from a meat processing factory, that makes the news. So our farm sector is already under attack.
Jacobson says more education and outreach about cyber threats is needed. I'm Molly Ashford, Harvest Public Media.
The first sighting of the Asian long-horned tick in Kansas has been reported. State health officials say that tick was found on a dog in Franklin County. KSNW-TV reports that the invasive tick species was first identified in the U.S. in 2017, and now it's spread to 21 states. The tick poses a health risk to both humans and animals. The tick can reproduce without a mate. It's been linked to diseases like Bourbon virus. Women entering the Wyandotte County Courthouse say their underwire bras are triggering hypersensitive metal detectors. As Peggy Lowe reports, this controversy is being referred to now as Bragate 2.
Not only are the bras triggering security, but women are allowed into the building only after a female deputy does an aggressive pat-down. Attorney Nicole Forsyth says she noticed that change starting in the fall of 2023. She calls the thorough pat-downs humiliating.
And so if you're female, lawyer, witness, any sort of professional coming into this building to work, you have to get felt up, basically.
Forsyth is calling this Bragate 2 because there was a similar situation in Jackson County in 2019. The Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office defends the security, saying they are trying to keep the courthouse safe. I'm Peggy Lowe.
And Abilene, the hometown of President Dwight David Eisenhower, is back in the news once again for being a fantastic small town. This time, HGTV, the Home Improvement Network, has named Abilene as having one of the 40 most charming small-town downtowns in the U.S. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Abilene's the only Kansas downtown to be included on the list. Abilene, with a population of about 6,400 people, has received a boatload of accolades over the years. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
A big giant thank you to all of KPR's sustaining members. And a big thank you to everyone who made a pledge during our fall membership drive. Whether we convinced you to become a sustainer or not. Our fall fund drive raised about $117,000, and that's pretty good, coming on the heels of a three-day emergency fund drive. And of course, we've convinced a lot of people to become sustainers, so that is not necessarily reflected in this amount of money we just raised, $117,000. And hey, if you meant to make a pledge during the fall membership drive but didn't get around to it, you can become a KPR member anytime online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
On this Old House Radio Hour, Elton Brown's blueprint for the perfect backyard cooking setup is easier and cheaper than you think.
My wife and I have this massive weed burner, and I will put a few sheet pan racks down on the ground and grow out a bunch of shrimp and just...
Plus, pop icons
for immigrants and refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
Slight chance for scattered showers this morning. Later today, sunny skies, a high of 82. Tomorrow, skies will become sunny in the afternoon. We'll have a high near 80 on Saturday. Right now, a few clouds in Lawrence, and it is 62 at KU.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Speaking of the KPR Community Spotlight, have you heard about this month's contestant?
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
You can read more about AIR on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. And then if you're listening to KPR next week, we'll tell you even more about AIR. I recently interviewed the president, Chuck Olcesi, and we'll be talking to him next week here on Morning Edition about AIR, which is in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. Again, more details online at kansaspublicradio.org. Just check out the KPR Community Spotlight. Incidentally, right next door to KPR is the Audio Reader Network, which is celebrating its 54th birthday with an open house today. You're invited to stop by from 10 a.m. to noon for cake and conversation. Audio Reader is the nation's second oldest radio reading service for blind and vision impaired people. They do a lot of stuff, and they have a lot of volunteers. If you'd like to learn more, log on to reader.ku.edu and stop on by later this morning for cake and conversation at Audio Reader. It's mostly cloudy, 62 here at KU. Topeka, 62. Manhattan, sunny and 63. In Chanute, mostly sunny and 59. And in Emporia, mostly sunny, 62 degrees. We are working toward a high temp later today, around 82.
What's an American economy to do? American Public Media.
It's a minute before 8 o'clock. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
We expect sunny skies later today, a high near 82. Becoming sunny tomorrow afternoon, a high of 80. It's 8 o'clock, time for the latest news.
Good morning, Israel.
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. Kansas Democratic Congresswoman Charisse Davids is calling on Republicans to negotiate with Democrats to end the federal government shutdown. As Kaylin Moore reports, Davids is worried about military workers going unpaid.
As the government shutdown continues, Kansans working in the federal government and active military members might have to rely on back pay. At a press conference, Representative Davids said partisanship in Congress is hurting everyday Kansans. Davids says she supports a bill that would continue paying active duty service members during the shutdown.
I'm an Army brat. If a government shutdown happens, our service members should not be impacted by that.
Service members continue to work, but will likely not receive their next paychecks on October 15th. They will be paid after the shutdown as required by law. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
The government shutdown is threatening to put an end to service at five Kansas airports. KSNW reports the federally funded Essential Air Service program is expected to run out of money in early November. That program subsidizes air service at small airports in Dodge City, Garden City, Hayes, Liberal, and Salina. Four Kansas school districts say they have not received any formal complaints about their policies for accommodating transgender students. But as Zane Irwin reports, the U.S. Department of Education is investigating those school districts anyway.
The investigation began in August. A conservative nonprofit had accused the districts of allowing transgender students to use restrooms that match their gender identity and hiding their transgender status from parents. The districts are asking for clarification from the department, which has threatened to withhold federal funding. Rachel Pereira studies education policy at the left-leaning Brookings Institution. She says the combative nature of this type of investigation is unprecedented.
This idea that we're going to withhold federal funding if you don't give us this information is completely divorced from the way OCR is mandated to operate.
The districts have partially fulfilled a data request and asked to meet with federal officials. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Audio Reader Network is celebrating its 54th birthday with an open house today from 10 to noon. Audio Reader is the nation's second oldest radio reading service for blind and vision-impaired people. The public's invited to stop by Audio Reader, located next door to Kansas Public Radio at 1120 West 6th Street, for cake and conversation. Again, that's from 10 a.m. to noon today. If you can't make the open house but you'd like to learn more about Audio Reader, just log on to reader.ku.edu. It's week number 7 in college football, and both Big 12 teams in Kansas will be in action. The Kansas State Wildcats will take on TCU tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan, kickoff at 2:30 p.m., and the Kansas Jayhawks hit the road to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech. Kickoff for that game tomorrow night, 6:30. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's morning edition.
You're listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Partly cloudy skies, 62 at KU. Topeka, 63. Manhattan with sunshine and 64. In Chanute, it is sunny and 60 degrees. And in Emporia, the sun is shining, 62 degrees. Slight chance for scattered showers before 10 a.m., but only about a 20% chance. We'll have a mixture of clouds and sunshine, but later today it should be mostly sunny. We'll have a high of 82. Tonight, a low of 55, and for tomorrow, a high near 80.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Here's some trivia for you. What is the second oldest radio reading service for blind and vision-impaired people? If you guessed Audio Reader, you are correct. The Kansas Audio Reader Network is celebrating its 54th birthday today, and they're having an open house from 10 a.m. until noon. You're invited to stop by for cake and conversation. If you don't know where Audio Reader is, well, it's located right next door to Kansas Public Radio at 1120 West 11th Street in Lawrence. We hope you'll stop by for the open house 10 to noon today at Audio Reader. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
And we'll look at the clampdown on comedy on All Things Considered from NPR News.
That report and much more coming up on All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Mostly cloudy here in Lawrence, 63 degrees. Later today, it should be mostly sunny. We'll have a high of 82. Tonight's low, 55. It's 8:30.
Live from NPR News, appeals court tossed out the $500 million financial penalty against Trump, calling it excessive, but upheld the lower court's finding that Trump was liable for fraud. In 2018, James pledged to pursue Trump, calling him illegitimate. This is NPR News.
This is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Women entering the Wyandotte County Courthouse say their underwire bras are triggering hypersensitive metal detectors. As Peggy Lowe reports, the controversy is being referred to as Bragate 2.
Not only are the bras triggering security, but women are allowed into the building only after a female deputy does an aggressive pat-down. Attorney Nicole Forsyth says she noticed that change starting in the fall of 2023. She calls the thorough pat-downs humiliating.
And so if you're female, lawyer, witness, any sort of professional coming into this building to work, you have to get felt up, basically.
Forsyth is calling this Bragate 2 because there was a similar situation in Jackson County in 2019. The Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office defends the security, saying they are trying to keep the courthouse safe. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Technology has made agriculture and food production more efficient in recent years, but as Harvest Public Media's Molly Ashford reports, cyber attacks are also on the rise.
Cybersecurity giant Checkpoint estimates that the agri-food sectors in the U.S. saw a 38% increase in cyber attacks over the past year. Many of the attacks that garner national attention target large production or distribution companies. But Doug Jacobson, who runs Iowa State University's Center for Cybersecurity Innovation and Outreach, says farmers are already a target.
An adversary steals $5,000 from a farmer doesn't make the news. An adversary steals $5 million from a meat processing factory, that makes the news. So our farm sector is already under attack.
Jacobson says more education and outreach about cyber threats is needed. I'm Molly Ashford, Harvest Public Media.
After a Topeka strip club was raided earlier this year, federal agents found about $1 million in cash in vacuum-sealed packages hidden behind a wall. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the details of the hidden cash are now included in recently released court documents. The owner of Topeka Sports Cabaret, Leonard Rapage, has been indicted in federal court on one count of illegally possessing a machine gun. That charge stems from an FBI raid back in June. New court filings show investigators were searching for and seized far more than a single gun with a conversion device. Such details have been made public through court filings over the past month. The strip club owner's attorneys are now asking for that cash to be returned. In sports, the K-State Wildcats take on TCU tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan. The KU Jayhawks will be in action in Lubbock against Texas Tech tomorrow night. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Edition.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 13th, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org.
The Kansas Audio Reader Network is celebrating its 54th birthday today with an open house. That will run from 10 to noon today. Audio Reader is the nation's second oldest radio reading service for blind and vision impaired people in the country. They've got a whole lot of volunteers that read a whole lot of material on the radio, on the telephone, special recordings. You can learn more about Audio Reader by visiting reader.ku.edu or just go to the Google and type in Kansas Audio Reader Network. And if you have a chance, stop by for the Big Open House Birthday Bash. Again, that's from 10 a.m. to noon today at Audio Reader, located right next door to Kansas Public Radio at 1120 West 11th Street here in Lawrence. Cloudy skies here in Lawrence. We have 64 degrees. We'll have a high today near 82.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail, AI Refugees, Lawrence.org.
This is Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Stick around for the classics with Cordelia Brown coming up from 9 to noon this morning on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour at 9 o'clock. You know, there's a big barbershop singing contest this weekend at the Lead Center, and we've asked Radio Days Barbershop Quartet to come by and give us a taste of their music, as well as let us know when it might be okay to drop in at the Lead Center to hear some of the contestants. Stick around right after the 11 o'clock news this morning. We'll hear about barbershop quartet singing. In addition today, Cordelia will bring us some classics like the Blue Danube Waltz, a Mozart overture, piano music from Chopin, and much more. That's the classics from 9 to noon here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, with over 70 small businesses and farmers bringing produce, meats, and more from vendors within 50 miles of Lawrence. Saturday mornings, 824 New Hampshire, rain or shine.
Cloudy skies and still a chance for rain and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 a.m. Otherwise, we're expecting skies to become sunny today, a high of 82. Tomorrow, late in the afternoon, sunshine, a high near 80. Right now, cloudy and 65.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla Orr, the NPR app. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by B.J. Lederman. I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio. Well, it's a minute before 9 o'clock. Coming up next, the latest news from NPR. And then stick around for the classics with Cordelia Brown. She'll be in to tell us about a big barbershop quartet contest taking place at the Lead Center this weekend. And of course, she'll have some classics for us for the next 3 hours, so don't touch that dial. She has asked Radio Days Barbershop Quartet to come give us a taste of their music, as well as let us know when it might be okay to drop in at the Lead Center to hear some of their contestants perform. That's coming up just after the 11 o'clock news this morning. And until then, some classics like the Blue Danube Waltz, a Mozart overture, and piano music from Chopin. That's coming up next with Cordelia Brown on this Friday morning. We're live. We're local. We are KPR. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, KANQ, Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K25-8BT in Manhattan. Eight beautiful frequencies serving the people of eastern Kansas. You can listen online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy and 65 degrees here at the KPR studios. Slight chance of rain, storms, at least until 10 a.m., so for the next hour. Later today, skies will become sunny. We'll have a high near 82. Have a great Friday.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump is...